Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Jews don't want to run the Federal Reserve. That's not even a logical thought. Why would you?
Did we just start?
Yeah.
You're such a cunt. You know what's beautiful about this bit is what? That you have to sit in the shower in the morning and think hateful thoughts.
They come pretty easily.
Mike Bertolino.
This is a big announcement.
Oh, shit.
If you will allow me, go ahead and correct that for me. I'm very happy, proud to announce that this week, Hey Big Boy, Bert yes. Kreischer's second Netflix one-hour special is debuting. Congratulations, my friend.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. It feels... It feels so good. Hey, Big Boy, on Netflix. Check it out. I mean, I got to be honest with you. This fucking, I can't believe you've done this. What is this, fourth? Is this your fifth is airing next week, right?
Fourth is airing.
This is my fourth special.
Yeah.
But I'm just, it's getting so much more exhausting than I ever thought it was.
Well, the touring is, right?
The touring is like the fucking sweet spot. This right now, touring has been the funnest it's ever been.
Yeah.
Because it's all writing and having fun on stage. But dude, the press for a special, promoting a special.
Yeah.
Thinking of videos to do for a special.
It gives me anxiety.
I got a video coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
On St. Patty's Day.
Does it have the shoes you're wearing now in it?
It sure as fuck does.
Those are so ridiculous. Yeah, those are special.
Big show at the store tomorrow. It's already sold out. 15 comics in the main room, 4 podcasts in the OR, belly rooms of VIP lounge.
What time does your thing start?
10 a.m. doors open. I think it starts at 11. Mm-hmm. But it's like all the bandwidth that it takes to get through one of these. And you know me, I can't pump the brakes and slow down.
Yeah.
I just go harder and faster and I go, okay, come on.
Yeah.
Need a video for this.
Yep.
Let's do a sled race. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I gotta donate $1,000 to this guy, broke his jaw.
Yeah.
If I donate $1,000, then I wrote, hey, don't mind. like my brain just doesn't stop in the marketing mode of this. I mean, it was a different world when you look back at like when I started doing specials in 2009.
Comfortably Dumb.
No one watched them, and that was how it worked.
We watched Comfortably Dumb in your apartment, debuting on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
You wore your black button-down collared shirt.
One of the main reasons I stopped wearing shirts was that special.
Really?
Yep. Sweat. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Dripped into the gray shirt.
Oh.
And slowly expanded the whole special. Okay. And it ruined the fucking special for me. I could not watch that special
because I
started sweating so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Took my shirt off. Never sweat again in my entire life. I am fucking cool as a cucumber.
Well,
by the way, I am also the skinniest you'll ever see me on this special.
On the new one.
On the new one,
on
yeah.
On Hey Big Boy.
On Hey Big Boy, I'm the
Let's
skinniest.
Pull it up. Let's see it. Let's see.
Let's see how skinny I am. Go to the
it.
Clip. That, go to my Instagram clip that they fucking memed out. That bothered me so much.
Really?
To write a joke 18 months ago, right?
Yeah.
To work on it, to film it in November, to tell it, and then have someone go, yeah, that is good. Let me just meme that, and then that'll go viral. Nope.
There it is.
There we go.
On the left there. Yeah.
This is the skinniest I've been in my adult life for a while.
You think so?
I was running hard as fuck, too.
220?
220.
Yeah.
Let's my see. Hair looks awesome. Look at that belly.
Yeah.
That's me skinny. Isn't that sad? Look at that fat fucking arm. That's me skinny. Look at that belly. It's still like it. I'm skinny there for
you know,
me.
You know what? This, if you can pull up and have it side by side, you from last week in New York next to this one, it looks like they were filmed years apart.
Wait, do I look big in New York?
Oh my God.
No, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Are you serious?
You look so much bigger than this.
Are you serious?
It's good that you filmed this. That yeah. Can you pull that up? Okay.
Fucking Nadav's on it. Yep. Got it already. I had it saved on my phone.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. When I saw this, I was like, holy, when was this? And they're like, oh, no, this is over the weekend.
Dude, I balloon up over weekends
yeah.
so easily.
Of course, man.
Flying.
Sodium.
Sodium.
Yeah.
A beer. Yeah. I love a beer.
No, I saw that.
Yeah.
It went away pretty quickly.
Yeah, I had a rough morning this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So yesterday, God damn it. I'm doing press for the special.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Motherfucker. Let's see if it works this way. Here we go.
There we go.
Yesterday, I'm doing press for the special. Mm-hmm. Hey, Big Boy, currently streaming on Netflix. And it was nonstop. It was nonstop. It started at 8:30 in the morning,
yeah.
and it just went until 9 o'clock at night.
Don't you hate it?
The press?
Yeah.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. At a certain point, I go, I should stop talking. I did your mom's house with you.
Yeah.
It's kind of the highlight of the day because for some man, I actually got in the car and I called Leanne and I go, I really miss Tom and Push because I haven't really hung out with you guys unless I do that podcast. It's like so fleeting. It's either one or the other.
Yeah.
And that was the highlight of my day because it was so seamless. It was so easy. It was so much, so casual and funny. And then end the day at 9.
God.
I got home. I had to do reads. I saw the girls for 10 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woke up this morning. This made me angry. I don't know if you'll ever compartmentalize it this way. Woke up this morning. Georgia had a late start. It's 7 o'clock. And she's standing over me. I'm in bed. She's standing over me. And she made me a breakfast sandwich so that we could hang out for a little bit before she went to school.
That's adorable.
It's adorable, right? Immediately I start going, I'm a shit fucking dad. I'm putting all my energy into making money, touring and promoting specials and promoting tours and to doing Netflix series and to working on the machine script. And like I'm putting myself, spreading myself so thin. And by the way, I'm only spreading myself more thin that I don't see my oldest daughter who's at that precipice of like, am I going to be a bad kid or a good kid at 15 years old?
Yep.
This kid woke up early, didn't even make herself breakfast. She had cereal and made me a breakfast sandwich. And then I went up to the, and then I just, you know, I just murdered it.
Yeah.
I was like, it was so fucking good. It was the best breakfast sandwich I've ever had. She put hot sauce on it because she knows I like hot sauce. But she's a child, but she put the right amount of hot sauce. Like if I put hot sauce on it, I just dump it all over.
Yeah.
She put enough so you got a hint of hot sauce.
Yeah.
She made the eggs runny. And then put cheddar cheese, big chunks of cheddar cheese, and then toasted it lightly.
Fuck, you're going to make me want to go get one,
dude,
man.
It was the best breakfast sandwich I ever had. And then we spend some time together. And she's like, all right, I got to go to school. And she takes off. And then I'm like, I got angry because I felt like, I go, why has it always got to be me? Like, why do I got to do everything?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't I lighten the load? I look at you or Burr, I feel like you guys aren't running around like a chicken with your head cut off. I feel like you guys got your shit together. Or Rogan. Rogan seems like he's got everything dialed in. I get up, elliptical, make my dinner with my kids, shoot a bow a couple times, go over, lift weights, sauna, podcast, home, take the girls. It's like he's
you feel
so,
like it doesn't seem scattered.
It doesn't seem scattered, yeah. And I feel like fucking buckshot just everywhere.
Yep.
And then I'm like, and then I get start getting angry, and I go, why isn't? How come I feel like no one bought? We did the fucking shoot today, and no one bought me pants. And I was like, why do I have to buy pants? Why do I have to buy tap shoes? Like I'm like. Like, why do I have to do it? I get so angry. I'm fucking so mad. And then I call Leanne in. And Leanne's like, I go, Leanne. And she's like, oh, fuck. And I go, oh, I get the old fuck look, huh? I can't get that. And I got so worked up. It was all because I just felt like I fucking dropped the ball at Georgia. And she did something nice. And then I manifested into like, why do I got to do everything?
Yeah, no, dude, everybody has those mornings, though. Everybody has those days.
I'm dying to see your kids grow up.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think we all knew that kid that made me the breakfast sandwich, you, me, and Push, and Leanne knew that was that kid when we met her.
That's true.
She has been the cutest, fucking softest, pushoverable kid in the world. And then Isla didn't even say goodbye to me today.
Yeah.
She was fucking out.
Yeah.
I heard, deuces, bitch.
Yeah.
And so then I got to this, shoot today, and they had a beer, and I was like, fuck it.
I have no idea how those kids will turn out. You know, they're so young, but Ellis, I feel like, is going to give me a lot of problems.
Ellis is going to be, I think I see like Ellis being the parts of you, but with just the fucking hell raising part. Just the, I'd kill a dog. Yeah. Oh yeah, if it attacked my brother, I'd fucking murder it.
he's he's doing this thing now. I go, I love you so much, and he goes, that's great.
I wonder if Ella and Ilis would connect.
Yeah,
Ella and Ilis, Isla, my fucking kid.
Yeah, probably.
So wait, have you started the hard push for your special, for your promotion?
Hard push starts. No. Hard push starts, I don't know. I have press next week.
Doing Conan?
But most of the big press I have is after, like a week or two after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I kind of like was, I did it all myself.
The week after I do Colbert and.
I'm not doing any of that. I looked at like what I thought served people well. Yeah. So I think Nikki did press better than probably anyone. Nikki and Whitney were the two people that really killed it this year.
In press?
In press, in my opinion.
How so?
I mean, this is just very shallow, and I'm giving you all the tricks to my trade if you're listening, but like,
yeah.
I follow Google Trends. I look at Google Trends, and I look to see when people's specials drop, how they spike, right? I see that Nikki, Ali Wong, Eliza, the women just murder it. Now, there is a little bit of an outlier in this in that I just named four absolutely gorgeous women. So a lot of guys hear them on a podcast and go, I want to see what they look like. Mm-hmm. So they Google them and they flip through a ton of pictures.
Yes.
So it's a little bit of an outlier. However,
they Google like tits and then legs.
By the way, I'm guilty of that. Yeah. I've like fucking definitely Googled those exact same women and just been like, God, fucking Liza's beautiful. Liza looks great in that new Marky Mark World movie.
Yeah.
She fucking murdered it. Like, I just watched the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. She's got a legit Boston accent. Like, legit Boston accent.
She's talented. She's a good
fucking
actor.
Awesome.
Right now. Yeah.
Anyway, I follow that. And then I kind of looked and saw what they did and what popped for me. So, like, I hired a publicist last time, and it was, like, $6,000. It was so much money that I was just, like, I didn't feel like they really brought anything to the table. We did a late night with Carson Daly. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't watch that.
Right.
Like, I don't watch that. I don't think you watch that. Like, I did it this way. I know what I dig, and I dig this show. I dig Rogan.
So you hit those people up.
I hit all my friends and said, hey, can I do your podcast? And then I reached out to, like, Jesus and Miro, like, the things I like, you know? And I was like, I'm just going to stay in my lane. I don't want to go too far out of my lane, because I know sometimes when you go too far out of your lane and you have some edgy jokes that, I wouldn't say I have edgy jokes, but I have some jokes that if you're not a fan, they're going to fucking upset you.
Sure. Yeah. So, like, you mean like if you were to do like daytime talk shows?
Yeah, and they're like, so tell us about your experience at Starbucks. And I don't think that's good for this audience.
I'm being pitched to some of the big ones right now. And I have that same thing. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to sit down and they're going to go, you're calling Bert racist. How about this?
Well, no, it's like, here's a perfect example, right? So, like, I know for a fact that, like, our inside jokes with our fans,
yeah,
we get that, right? Publicists don't get it.
Hell no.
They don't get it. They don't understand what this is.
They also, a lot of those people, if you were to go outside of the kind of lane,
yeah,
you transcribe a joke of yours, like, that's going to go south real quick. Tell your wife to cough into a wall.
Yeah. Oh, like I told that on a podcast the other day, like as a liberal podcast, and they were like, it's pretty misogynistic.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's a joke.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you think that's bad? I wish Alexa had a flashlight attachment so I could shut her up the way I want to. And they're like, huh? I was like, with my dick in her mouth. Like, yeah. is that misogynistic?
Yeah.
Like, and then once you do it to me, I lean into it. So like, yeah. I don't want to put myself up for scrutiny because I think that is the mistake some people make.
Yeah.
It's like why I watched Norm, you know, and it's like, and you look, you know, the way we talk, like fucking people bring up Ari. Me and you can talk like this about Ari. Those people, everyone listening knows that we know Ari. We love Ari. We've known him for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
We can kind of shit on him and pick him apart, but we're friends with him. We still talk to him. We still text with him.
Yeah.
We're fine. But you go on another show and they're like, I did Desus and Miro. I was afraid they were going to be like, so tell us about your boy Ari.
Oh, yeah.
And then in that forum, you are fucked. Because if you defend him at all.
How hard would you have trashed him on that show? If they'd been like, hey, man, real quick, your boy Ari. You've been like, fuck that dude.
I had already planned on just texting Ari and going, just heads up. I threw you to the wolves.
I'm supposed to be hard.
I'm fucking going. Someone hit me up.
Because they're like, just eyeballing you like, so what happened there? And you'd be like, this guy's a piece of shit is what happened there.
I got to be honest with you. I love doing Conan, but I don't know if I'd enjoy doing like a lot of late night shows because I'm not good in that like everything I do. They always go, so why do you take your shirt off? And you're like, I don't know, man. I don't really have an answer. I know that that's the way media works now.
Yeah.
But I don't have that answer anymore.
Don't you kind of, part of me, every time I book one of these, I go like, oh, I'm going to burn stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've regretted almost everything that I hadn't recorded for myself using on a show. I've been like, oh, man.
Conan. I mean, yeah. I love Conan.
Yeah.
I love Conan. I love doing Conan. But you go in and you want to perform well. And
yeah.
So I did part of the period party joke that's on this special.
Yeah.
Obviously, once you do, for Conan, you can only do like 2 minutes of it.
Yeah.
It's a 9 minute joke. But man, it went fucking viral. And then I'm sitting here going like, do I even tell it? Like, or do I just burn
right,
a joke that
right.
I didn't even exercise?
Yeah, same.
That's what's crazy about the internet. It's like going back to that cough into the wall joke that gets memed. You go, then you start going like, fuck, man. Like, I shouldn't even put out my trailer.
Right.
I should have just let you see that on the thing. And then, because there will be people that see that and go, oh, that's a meme. I saw that last week.
Right.
Not realizing, oh, he taped this in November. I didn't see that last week.
Wait, do you have the footage up now?
What?
You in New York. Can you make it
bigger
at all?
I look great there.
Wait a minute.
There we go. I look great. I look great there too. What do you think of these kicks though?
You can't make it bigger?
What do you think of those kicks?
I can't really see from here.
Rose, gold, Nike, Air Force Ones.
Nice. Let's see.
It is crazy that the late night space is now just, hey, can you burn your material?
Yeah, for us.
Yeah.
It really doesn't benefit you. I mean, kind of does, I guess, right? If you kill it on there, but it's
no.
Like.
I mean, like, I don't.
I remember when I did even, speaking of art, of doing his show and.
Yeah, I look great. Oh, God. Look at the fold in my bottom of my belly.
Yeah. No, we all see it.
My face looks the same. My arm looks better.
Dude, but also, your arm is up, and that usually makes a stomach smaller. You know? And
oh, no. I was pushing out. That's a joke I have where I was like, what would Hitler like if he was fat? I'm like, hey.
Oh, man. That's only like 3 months apart.
Yeah, I fluctuate. Or did you just fucking cough?
It's an airborne illness.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you'll get it.
It's not by touching your face?
You can, but I'm saying it's in the air.
I touch my face aggressively.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like on this podcast, we can have ideas. I burn material on this podcast.
Yeah,
like,
no,
like, that, like, where yeah. I go, where I say it, and then it's funny, and then I go, well, fuck, I should have used that on stage.
Well, no, because sometimes it prompts you to take it to stage. That happens.
Oh yeah,
all the
fucking big black dude's dick with the push scent. That's yeah. one, that's a great fucking. Yeah. Murder is really hard now.
Yeah,
because I think people. It's funny because I'll say my wife's friends with Tom's wife, and she sent her a text, and people will go, oh shit. Yeah. And then I've added enough that's different where people still get a brand new laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's good. I mean, that
you were the first person to tell me that you were like, I was going to do Conan. You're like, I would not bring your A game. And I said, what? And you go, I know you have a brand new hour and you're working shit out. You're like, don't go in with the shit you love because you'll burn it and you'll fucking regret it.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it.
Well, you know, like you, a lot of what I do are stories.
Yeah.
And like, even when I did Ari's show, like I had a good time doing it. His storytelling, you know, this is not happening, but I'd never told that OD story before. And then it went on there and it, you know, it got millions of views. I was like, oh, that's done.
Flying dildos. So told you flying dildos on there and like, now it's done.
You're like, it's done. That's the part. But I guess, you know, there's kind of a balance to it. But I think once you kind of have a fan base like you do, for the most part, you go like, oh, I just want to keep all these things for what I do. You know?
Yeah, it's weird. Can I tell you where my head's at now? Mm. I'm thinking that what Andrew Schultz is doing, where he literally just records everything
yeah.
and just puts everything out. I don't know how that'll work. I don't know how that'll work with a special, meaning like, I know he's filming a special or he's shot a special.
I think he's releasing it through another platform.
Yeah, but I think he's doing it through Amazon.
Right. I actually thought, I mean, this is just like thinking.
By the way, he didn't tell me that. I'm just guessing off of
yeah,
head.
Yeah. I actually was like, man, I wonder if what he has built, it makes more sense to actually put it there on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, I that's part of me feels like that's a bigger pop. Also, I feel like what he's doing, it seems like he's doing almost every day he's releasing, if it's not crowd work, it's a bit.
Content, yeah.
Part of me thinks, not to say I thought of this, but like I remember when I didn't think I was going to do my last Netflix special Secret Time and I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like, and I found I was getting a pop online on Instagram. I was like, what if you just did a special every 4 months or every 3 months or every 2 months and you release 10 minutes or 15 minutes and you could really milk the 15 minutes.
I think what he's doing is a fantastic way to cultivate and build and have a direct fan base relationship. I mean, yeah. Especially since it's working, man, I would lean into that so hard. I think which he's doing.
I would love to go back in time. I would love to be his age and doing it.
Doing that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Instead of just what I did where I leaned into the road.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two different, it's like nine different ways to skin a cat. But, you know, my thing was, and I remember talking to your wife about this. I was like, you go do the road, you build a fan base that way.
Yeah.
You build your fan base in Des Moines. And then next week, time you go in, more and more people. It never fucking happened. It never turned out that way. It never happened. Actually, I would say it actually hurt me. But I became a better comic,
yeah.
And no one saw me fail. And I got to do the Machine Story for 4 years before anyone saw it.
Yeah.
But I think what Andrew's doing is really brilliant because you've just put content out. I think put content out.
And people are eating it up.
Dude, think about what's going on with the coronavirus. Why not go hit up local clubs, be recording your shit, know you're safe.
Yeah.
Guys, we got this coronavirus test right outside the HaHa. I'm doing 10 minutes. Yeah. Every week we get a brand new 10 minutes and everyone's holed up in a house.
Jeff Tate, who we both know, is doing a thing where he records his shows and releases them like on audio. So you can download a set that he did, you know, an hour at the whatever, Cincinnati Funny Bone or Go Bananas.
Yeah.
And then goes on the road and a few months later we'll release another show. He's like,
is all new original material?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, he does a lot of...
He's a great fucking stand-up.
He's a great stand-up.
He's a great fucking stand-up.
But it's more to that point of, like, of saying, like, well, I'm just going to put... It's kind of like Joe's theory on podcasting. I remember, like, when this was more building, he was already ahead of everybody. He, you know, some of the other big podcasts that are... some of them no one talks about anymore started to do the paywall to listen.
Yeah.
And I remember Joe emphatically and just kept telling, because we would all talk about it. He was like, do not do a paywall. And it's like, why? He goes, just blast. He's like, look what I do. I just like put this shit everywhere.
Dude, it was the... And I remember... It, how many times have I... I mean, you know what's going to fucking happen? I'll be on my deathbed one time, and I go, you know, I listen to Joe on everything except for the quitting drinking. Joe's been such a great... Like, he's such, such a fucking help in my life. Start a podcast. Double down on the podcast. Do more podcasts. Get on the road. Stay on the road. Go to theaters. Ask for more money. Quit drinking. I was like, hold on, pump your brakes, buddy. You've been hitting 1,000 until there.
Yeah. I can only trust you 9 out of 10 times.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
You what about this? Okay, this is probably never mind. But like, what if I just the thing I like? Okay, what if I leaned into it this way? The thing I like is writing material.
Yeah,
that's what I love. I love this. I have a joke right now about finding a child, and I don't have an end of the story. I can't find the end of the story.
I remember I saw you working it out.
Yeah, and it's doing so well, except for the end fucking teeters. It just goes...
It is nothing to me, because I have a... Not the same... I also have a thing about finding a child. I have a story right now that has, like excites me to tell and doesn't go anywhere, and it is the most depressing feeling.
It sucks so bad to go. And that's the end of it, everybody.
Oh, especially when they're all like, I cannot wait for this turn that you definitely have coming up. And you're like, so. And you see them go like, is he done? And you're like, I never
got around to writing the end of
that. I didn't figure out the end of it. What do you guys think? And they're like, it needs an end.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
But when you find the end, even when you find the end.
Yeah.
It's when you find the thing that will help you find the end.
Yeah.
Like I always say this, but like when I... was at the Columbus Funny Bone, and I didn't have an end of the machine story. And I said, in the middle of that story, there was the teacher. This he spit the booze in her face. I'd always then go. She was Puerto Rican. She was. I don't know why I included that. It was like one like old hacky comic thing. She was Puerto Rican. Clearly didn't know anything about Puerto Rico. Like it was like a dumb fucking joke.
Yeah.
And then at one night I just was like, don't say that. It's so stupid. And then I was like, and then he just looked at me and goes, fuck that bitch. This is Russia. Okay, what?
Do you know who Rocco Siffredi is?
Yes. Hold on, do not start me on Rocco Siffredi. Do not start me on Rocco Siffredi.
I heard him tell the story twice.
Oh, my God. We are pivoting right now in this podcast.
We're pivoting hard.
I could talk about Rocco Siffredi all fucking
day. Oh, he's a legend. He's the greatest. But he tells a story. He said that that he was, I guess, shooting scenes. And
is that what he called it?
Yeah. Doing work. And these Russians
like
came
CrossFit
over.
CrossFit class.
The Russians came over. And he was going to work with them, right? So like Russian performers, the males especially, right? So the guys came, and he's like,
by the way, Russian performers are famous for the old blindfold switcheroo.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've seen a lot of the teen Russian or older. I say like older teen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like the fucking skinny white dude,
like up there, 16, 17. Yeah,
they're like skinny dudes with big dicks.
Yeah,
and they always do the old blindfold. It's on Pornhub, blindfold, and then put a blindfold on, huh? Okay, all right, you like the dick? Hey, ven acá, por favor.
Ven acá.
Oh, sorry. Bye, idiom. Sorry, that's Spanish.
So, because you were saying you think that like we have too strict of like child pornography.
Stop. By the way, that was a huge slip of the tongue. The teen Russian porns. I remember I helped some dude move out of his house one time. My wife and her friend was there. They ended up getting married, and they were like, "Oh my!" They were shocked. They're like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "What?" They're like, "We just found kiddie porn." And I was like, "Are you fucking
who said this?
Serious?" My wife and her friend. The guy wasn't there. We were helping him move. He was out of town. And I was like, are you fucking serious? And they're like, no, he has kiddie porn. And I was like, you got to call the cops. And she's like, I'm dating him. I'm fucking dating him.
Where'd they find it? They found it on his computer?
No, they found it. And they showed me. It's a magazine. It was called Barely Legal. And I was like, oh, guys, that's not. And then I was like, and they're like, it is. And I was like, you're right, it is. Fuck him. I was like, Barely Legal is a selling point. It's
that
a
means
branding
like
issue.
18 in a day. all right, so this is the Rocco thing. So okay. He's told a story. I saw him tell a story twice. That he's like, the Russians, they came over and we are shooting a scene. And the men come from Russia. And I say, action. And right away, the man slapped the girl, punched her in the stomach, spit on her face. And I was like, whoa. Cut. He's like, what are you doing? And they go, we watch your movies. This is how you do it. And he's like, no. But to imagine that they're like punching the stomach, and the girl's like, what the fuck?
Action. Hey, you like my work?
And then he said, the best is, and they're like, we watch your movies. This is what you do. He's like, this is how I know I failed. If this is what you take from my movies, you're not getting it right. You know, there's like, he said, like, the aggression is not, it's not just come out and punch someone in the stomach. He's like, there's like,
what? This is what you do. You don't like? Like, I thought you like.
You gotta connect. And there's a give and a, you know, a pull to like being aggressive, but it's not just come out and knock somebody's teeth out. The Russians are like, just fuck them up, right?
Whew. Coronavirus. Or I mean, not coronavirus. Rocco Siffredi's did one night in Paris with Savannah Sampson. Have you ever seen this?
No, I don't think so.
This is one of my favorite
adult
to talk
films.
About. And I brought this up at a dinner party one time, and Liam was like, hey, no one is like into porn the way you are. And I was like, no, a lot of guys are. She's like, no, I think you freaked some people out.
Yeah.
So Savannah Sampson goes on. By the way, I can't believe that people haven't heard this. This is one of those, I think it's a really interesting story. Pull up Savannah Sampson. Me and you did a show with her one time.
We did?
Yeah. Remember we used to do those porn star shows in Irvine? They do. Savannah Sampson was on stage. She showed me her pussy on stage.
How was it?
It was beautiful. I mean, she was gorgeous. She's gorgeous. She was gorgeous. She has a winery. Anyway, she goes on. She worked at Scores. She goes on Howard Stern. And by the way, if I'm fucking this story up, I don't care. It's better this way. She goes on Howard Stern and says, she's with her husband. Mm-hmm. One of my dreams is to have sex with Rocco Siffredi's. Mm-hmm. And Stern's like, oh, we know him. Like, we can set that up. She's like, I would love it. And her husband's like, yeah, I think, you know, she wants to get into porn. That's her next step. I think it's good. It's good financial decision. We want to open a vineyard. It's a great way to get the money to open a vineyard. Let her have sex with Rocco Siffredi's. So Rocco Siffredi's is like, all right, fly out to Paris. I think it's Paris. He goes, fly out to Paris, and I'll do a porn with
I'll
you.
I'll do you a favor.
I'll do you a favor.
Right.
So I've seen this porn. It's him, Savannah Sampson, and another girl. Mm-hmm. Now, the other girl is like if he's a Marine corporal and she's coming to boot camp, mm-hmm. the other girl's like, I just got through boot camp. I still don't love it,
yeah,
but I can help you get through this.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, that looks like it's it right there, right?
Rocco
with Savannah, yeah.
And
there's
so,
another girl there.
So they start with oral sex.
Uh-huh.
And it is... it's clear Savannah Sampson's never had oral sex like this.
Oh yeah,
he's doing. Oh, he's doing tonsil exams.
He's gonna send you back a different way than you arrived.
It's like, to the point where I'm watching it and I catch myself going, and like wiping my mouth and swallowing, like going, come on, okay, we're like almost going like I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm
yeah.
ghost sucking his dick.
Do you ever watch the documentary? His documentary on Netflix.
No.
You
oh, yes, I did. Yes, I think I did.
One of my favorite parts of that is when they finally interview his wife, and they're like, I mean, you're married to this fucking guy? And she was like, well, I can't do the things that some of these girls do.
Oh.
Like,
oh, is this the porn that starts with him in the shower?
Yes, yes, yeah. It's just a documentary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a documentary, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a porn for me.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I jerked off twice. His cock is awesome. Anyway, back to Savannah Sampson. Savannah Sampson is now, I mean, the one girl's holding her throat.
Yeah.
Rocco's got her ponytail.
Yeah.
He's got her head, so she can't get out of it. Like, it's almost like backed into a corner. Her head's on a couch, and he's just going as deep as he can into her throat, and you can see in her eyes... Her eyes aren't like, oh, this is awesome. Her eyes are like, what the fuck did I sign up for? Holy shit. Oh, God. This is the Marine Corps.
You said you wanted to do a movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. You like pretty dick in mouth. And then the blowjob stops for a second, right?
God.
And you can see her like.
She's like, is there an exit?
Like, she's like, oh. And he goes, all right, let's have sex. And me and her met eyes through the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And we both said to each other through our eyes, we haven't even fucked him yet.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a long night. Like, oh my God, if he did that to my throat, imagine what's about to happen to my pussy. And this is also going to happen to my I guarantee you this happens to my asshole.
Yeah. He does
oh,
not.
I'm going to need to take a couple spa days before I get back on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. And he needs the asshole. For him, like, a pussy is like a hand job. He's like, all right, this is a nice way to get started, but
yeah. You're
turning over and you're giving me your asshole.
Rocco Siffredi's, that porn, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I got, like, I at one point I saw the pro, the girl that his pro,
yeah.
Like, I saw her tap out,
yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
If this is what the pro's about to do, Savannah, I want to hold your hand.
I've seen so many where the girl's like, not in my ass. And he's like, it's okay. And they're like, no. And he's like, it's okay. It's okay. And like, he just walks them into it. And then they're like, you see the fear, scared face looking over the shoulder. And he's like, it's nice. And he just gets them into do it, man.
Did you ever see the one where he puts a girl's face in the toilet?
He's done that a bunch, but yeah. I've seen a few of them.
I mean,
I've seen the ones where he steps on their neck.
What the fuck? Like,
well, he claims that it's the devil inside of him.
Is that what his...
Yeah. When they're like, hey, man, you're doing hardcore porn and you're like 57 or... What's up? He's like, it's the devil. The devil is inside of me.
And the devil is the devil inside of me.
Yeah. He's in... How old is he? Because this guy, he's still doing
this.
How
did he dodge Me Too?
I think... In his line of work, he's 55.
50. He's beautiful. Ooh, people also search for Donald Trump.
No, Danny D.
Oh, sorry.
Johnny Sins. and Charles Dara.
Dude, I mean, it's so funny. I can't jerk off to Rocco Siffredi's porns because I get so I want to help them. I go like, no, let's get out of here. Let's get the fuck out of here. It's like jerking off to Frozen.
Yeah.
Not Frozen. Well, whatever, you know. I don't know. Like, you just... Anyway, who fucking cares? I can't jerk off.
Do you like that moment, like, when the girl, like, you can tell it's a girl's, like, first, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck Rocco. And then she's, like, when his pants come off, and she's like, oh, shit. Like, you can see that in her eyes. She's like, that's gonna be inside of me. Like, you can tell that there it didn't register in videos.
There's something that I enjoy in porn that I'm buzzed, and I'm sure I'm gonna regret saying.
Yeah.
It's the same look... Like, I didn't love when Evel Knievel would talk Brave to the camera and do the sports interview and be like, yeah, we got this. It's 23. I liked the look right before he hit the ramp. And you could see in his eyes, like, am I going to fucking be able to do this?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like Backroom Casting Couch.
Yeah.
Because you could see in their eyes, like, when he'd be like, and now I need to fuck you in the ass. And they'd be like, huh?
Yeah. Like that look.
The you know what it is? It's taking the performer out of the porn. I could not connect with porn performers.
Right.
Girls were like, I'll suck this pussy, lick this titty. Huh? Yeah. You want to fuck this pussy? I'm like, no. No one talks like that.
Right.
No one does it like that.
You like more amateur real stuff.
I like real stuff. Like this stuff like where Leanne goes, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I thought we'd try that. You know, like the shit that turns you on where, I don't know if I've told you this, but like, did I tell you about the time we went to the strip club on tour in,
overseas.
Nope. Right here.
Oh.
We were in, I wish I could give this place a shout out. It was a fun place. They were really cool.
In LA?
It was in Muncie, Indiana.
Okay.
And so,
you said this is the best strip club in the world.
It's not.
No. You recently, you like, the best strip club I've been to was in, and it was like some smaller town.
No, that I think it was Christie's in Cleveland is one of the best ones.
You did ever. Not, that's not the one you mentioned.
Is this the one where the girl was getting off work? Did I tell you that one?
Don't remember.
I'll just tell the story. Stop me if you've heard it. So we go to the strip club. We get done the tour, and my tour bus driver, Ron, has been calling us not such complimentary names because we don't want to go to strip clubs every night.
Right.
And so then finally I go.
Does the word start with an F?
It starts with an F and a okay. Q. And okay. So, yeah. So we, an H and a EM. And so, I'll tell you that one later. So I go, fuck it. Let's take Ron to a strip club. Mm-hmm. So I pull out maybe $1,000 or something. Mm-hmm. And I break everyone off. I go, let's have fun. Everyone have a good time. Get a table, whatever you want. So I get there and they're like doing lap dance. I kind of stopped getting lap dances just because it was the last one I got was creepy. And I was like, that don't feel like. But I go, no, I'm good. And then one of the.
I just want to back up that the sentence was, I've kind of stopped getting
lap dances. I've gotten since. Yeah, okay, that's why I've kind of stopped.
Okay.
It's like there was a period where I put the brakes on it and then I was like, well, it's happened. Right. It's going to happen.
Okay.
It's like, I just don't go to strip clubs much, but I still go to them.
Right.
So the girl, I'm with the owner, the manager, and he's like, you sure you don't want a lap dance? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. And this girl comes up and she's like, oh my God, the machine. And I was like, oh, what's up? She's in like a winter coat, like fucking a beanie on, gloves on. And she goes, what are you doing here? And I said, oh, we're hanging out. We just got done a show. She was like, God, I wish I had known you were coming in. I wouldn't have clocked out. I just clocked out. And I said, oh, that's too bad. And I said, well, here, how much is the lap dance? And they it's like, $20. I go, here's $20. Tell everyone you got a lap dance from me. She goes, oh, that's, I wish I had given you a lap dance. I would love to have given you a lap dance. You're like my favorite comic. And I was like, actually, I go, I've had a bit about this.
I have a bus outside.
And I've wanted to do this forever. Because I used to have a bit about going into strip clubs. It wasn't a bit. It never really worked because no one really got it, what I was trying to say.
You fucking knock them out. You tie them up. Right?
Rocco, you like? The bit was that I go, you didn't. When you go to a strip club, they're so almost naked that it almost is like happens too quick. Mm-hmm. Whereas like when you have sex with a woman, taking her clothes off is so much fun.
Oh, right.
And I was like, I wish there was a way they could. I wish they would have. A strip club would make so much more money if they had girls in clothes they'd wear to a grocery store walking around.
You know, your mind is fascinating.
Really?
Yeah. This is a really good idea.
Because you ever see a girl in the grocery store, you're like, God damn it, she's hot. Imagine if she then got naked for you.
I mean, I don't know how you come up with it. Okay, keep going.
So I tell her, I say, you know, actually, I used to have a bit about this, but I was about a girl fully clothed getting undressed. I would because that's more like what you're used to. So I'll tell you what, if you got the time, I'll take that lap dance from you. But you got to start from where you are right now with the winter coat and the hat and the gloves and the boots. She was like, I've never done that. And I was like, exactly. Like, that's the funny part. Like, I want to see that.
Yeah.
So we go to a very public booth, like, oddly enough. Like, it was right by the front door. And she starts giving me a lap dance. And she starts with her fucking gloves. And she just starts to take her clothes off like a regular woman. And it opened up a side of her that was so funny.
Yeah.
That she got embarrassed.
Right.
And, like, she got to her top. She goes, oh, my God, I'm wearing a sports bra. And I was like, okay. And she had, like, a belt implant in her stomach. She had her belt on.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it was, and at one point we were laughing so fucking hard, the two of us, that she ended up putting her clothes back on. She goes, I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And fucking left. And I went, that's the vulnerability you want. That yeah. same vulnerability right. that I like in porn, where you go, I don't, not want, the I don't performer. Want the false confidence.
Oh,
false,
my fucking cunt.
Yeah, that false yeah. confidence makes me actually sad.
Yeah.
Where I go, that's not you, and that's not who you are.
Yep.
You're doing what the director told you to do.
I agree.
And you're biting your lip through it, and I can't enjoy that because that's, I want to see someone really in control.
Yeah.
And enjoying it.
The high production pornos all have that excessive performance. You know what I mean? Like, if it actually looks like it could be released in a theater, then it always has crazy level.
Nadav, I'm going to need this one opened.
You want to take that one? I only had a sip.
I heard you cough.
Okay, that's true.
You were talking about high production values.
Oh, I said that the high production value pornos always have that excessive performance. The stuff that's not real. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The ones that look amazing, like they're cinematic, always have that, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate that.
But then the ones that look like they're filmed on a phone are the ones that are, like, usually real, or at least can
be. Do you
be.
Think that's because I fucked for the first time before porns were popular? Or accessible, at least.
That's why you like that?
Why I like regular stuff. No. Why I don't like the high-end, like, fuck this pussy, I'll fist my asshole.
Well, I think,
like,
that, I don't think that has to do with when you had sex. For, I mean, maybe it does. It's not real. So maybe for a guy that's never had sex or didn't have a lot of sex, he sees that and he's like, that's what sex is.
Yeah.
And so they're drawn to that, like the performance of it and, like, people, you know, acting that way. But yeah, I think if you've had real sex, you probably are more drawn to something that seems real. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, it's like Leanne's never been like, I don't think she's ever said pussy in her life. Like, you want this pussy.
Well, yeah, but who says that?
She says cooter.
I kind of believe it.
Won't get this cooter.
You want this cooter? Hey, hey, Bert.
Hey, big boy.
You want this cooter?
You want this cooter? This cooter's getting hot and sticky. Come on, get it now. Come on, get it, boy. Come on, get it.
Good boy.
No,
yeah.
There you go. Uh-huh. Eat all of it.
I would believe it.
What does she call her vagina? I had a girl that called it, like, had a definite word for it.
Oh, yeah. I dated a girl who called hers the N-word. And we both agreed that was the only time you're allowed to say it.
That is such a good joke. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Did you nickname your dick when you were a kid?
John Henry.
What?
They were in, like, seventh grade, and everyone was giving their dicks nicknames. All the eighth graders were, and I was in seventh grade. We were all playing football.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you call yours, Bert? And I didn't have a name, but I had heard that, you know, limerick of John Henry's a steel driving man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, John Henry. And then they were like, oh, good name. And I was like, oh, fuck, thank God.
Dude, there was a rumor.
I almost called it Ernie.
In my high school, like in my middle school, that I had an enormous dick. That's not true. from we went to a sleepover and everybody was measuring their dicks, you know? And yeah. So, I don't know, you can, like, I guess I measured from my asshole or something. And
they go, Tom, measure your dick. You go, 13 inches, is that, like, big?
I mean, you know, like you push against yourself and
where do you measure lay it from your asshole, right?
I think so.
From your asshole.
I just, for, I don't know, I just, I don't remember exactly how I measured it, but I remember we're all like right there with our dicks out, and I'm like, everyone's got like rulers or measuring tape and whatever. I said, oh yeah, 9, and everybody was like, what the fuck? And then that spread in school. So then when I left that school, because we moved, everybody was like writing like, see you later, Niner, and then.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Take care of Manuk Bowl.
Yeah. People signed, like made a book, you know, like the girls were, and they were like, wish I could have seen it. And then like drew a huge dick.
Oh
and
I was my
like,
God.
And the whole time I'm like, damn, it does not look like that. It does.
That's a tough, like Pete Davidson got called out as having a big dick.
Uh-huh.
And Pete, like, I don't know if he has a big dick or not. I don't know anything about his dick.
I've heard
he has a big dick, but yeah. Imagine if he just had a regular dick.
It's the worst, right?
And then, but he's, dude, I saw him at the Knicks game. He's a big dude. He's like fucking 6'4 or something. He's like Tommy Lee.
He's like a tall, lanky guy. Yeah.
And he's got big hands too.
Yeah.
I told him, yeah. Pete's a very sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, come out to LA, man. Do my podcast, do Tommy's podcast, do all the podcasts. And he was like, really? I was like, he's like so innocent. He's like, Tom's a girl. I thought Tom hated me. I was like,
what?
I was like, Tom, fucking everyone loves you. Everyone loves you, Pete. You're a great guy.
No, he did. I've talked to him. We did Oddball together, you know, a couple years ago.
I think Pete probably, I imagine if you're under that fucking much scrutiny, you start believing, you start thinking people, especially if you're like a legit stand-up. Like he's like a legit stand-up, just a stand-up. I know the fame stuff has blown him up and it's given him an insane different career. Of like, by the way, his movie Big Time Adolescence looks fucking awesome.
Is the one with Burr?
No, his movie Big Time Adolescence looks fucking awesome.
Because I heard the one with Burr is fantastic. That's the rumor in like industry circles.
I bet it is. Yeah. I bet it fucking is. Yeah. Dude, Big Time Adolescence, I told him that.
Is he a star of that?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's the greatest fucking premise. He plays, God, man, I'm buzzed. Him and his girlfriend break up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he had formed a relationship with her little brother, and him and her little brother remain close. So he hangs out with her little brother, and he like gets him high. He gets him to sell weed. He gets him to tattoo. Like he's like, and he just incorporates it. Machine Gun Kelly's in it, I think. I think so. I can't really tell if he's not on stage who he is.
Yeah.
But Machine Gun Kelly's in it.
I like how you're like, this guy's in a movie. I don't know. I think he is.
Yeah. It looks like a blonde, tall dude. Machine Gun Kelly. Pete, and it looks just fun. Like a fun, like a little more thoughtful than Superbad.
Yeah.
But, and with hints of
I
like,
love that movie.
Hints of Say Anything, because it's thoughtful. It's you, fucking.
Do you see the movie?
I saw the trailer. Pete said he could get me the fucking. I should text him and say I want the fucking. I want the movie.
Pete is somebody who has, over the last few years, given me 3 different phone numbers, for him. Like when I see him, he'll be like, "Oh yeah, you got to get my new number."
Should we call him see if he got the same number?
Oh, I'm sure we have different numbers.
All right, let me see your number.
I probably started.
By the way, I bet he's so private he does not want people to call him on the middle of a podcast.
I mean, here's a couple that I have.
Whoa. Okay. I saw him last week. This is.
Nope. Different number.
Different number.
Yep. Yep. I bet these are both.
I bet they're all burner phones. I bet he gave me a burner phone too. He was like, "Hey, man.
Who are you again?" Oh, yeah, yeah. Take this one down.
Yeah. Hey, the guy takes his shirt off. Oh, cool, man. Yeah, can you hook me up with Tommy?
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No. But yeah, big time adolescence looks good.
Yeah, great.
Can you imagine being that fucking...
No. Famous? Aren't you glad, though, when you look back that that didn't happen to you?
I am...
Like, that would have been
when
the
Georgia
worst.
Was born, when right before she was born, I did Last Comic Standing 2. And I got all the way to, like, the finals or not, semifinals or something. And I didn't make it, obviously. And I was so angry that I had ruined my career, that it wasn't happening for me then. That if it didn't happen then, it was never going to happen. And then uh-huh. I missed my window.
Yeah. When she was born, you saw this?
I bought her a duck. I saw this duck. I bought her a duck. And I was paying for the duck. I said, I'll get Georgia. She wasn't born yet. I said, I'll get my daughter a present. And I'll always remember this moment and go, and Jim Norton goes, hey, man, I'm sorry about you not getting the next level. I think Jim Norton had gotten, they ended up not, he couldn't do it because he had to deal somewhere else. And he goes, sorry about you not getting the next level. But hey, man, congrats on the kid. And I looked at this duck and I go, in my head, I was like, oh, fuck my kid. Jesus Christ. I have no fucking career. I can't pay for this fucking kid. I still see that duck, and I go, that was the greatest moment, because had I gotten on Last Comic Standing, you know how hacky I was, especially then. Like, you know how hacky I am now. You know how hacky I was then, where it was just anything like, how's a blind guy wipe his asshole? You know, like, fucking.
Do you think it would have been a disaster?
Oh, it would have been a disaster. I would be nowhere. I learned so much through failure of spending 10 years on the road with no one coming to my shows,
yeah,
and getting angry at audiences going, then fuck you, I'll do it my way. And by the way, having friends like you and Joe, like I always say this, I hate to talk great about Joe, because I feel like all anyone does is talk great about Joe, and then it just makes it seem like a cult of personality. Yeah. Like him making me tell the Machine story on stage and going like, this guy has to tell this story on stage, changed my fucking career. It changed how I wrote material. It changed everything. It allowed me to be comfortable in failure, which I was not. You know me.
Yeah.
I was not. I was like, murder, 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 murder.
Yeah, always.
Hacky.
No, I mean, I've told people, I was like, man, I don't know if I've ever seen somebody kill the way, like when I used to go on the road with you, I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
It was lowbrow shit.
No, you were, I don't look back on it.
Young stuff. I think it's what we did when we were young.
I don't think I look back on it as like, oh, that was bad stuff. I just remember you just fucking destroying places.
Wouldn't it be great if we had had video recorders then, and we'd recorded all that shit, all those car rides. I told a story about the other day. Someone was like, it was a Barstool, and they were like, hey, if you could get stats on things in your life, what would your stats be? What would you want to know stats on? I said, how many times I burp. Do you remember the time we were in the car?
Yes.
And you said to me, you go, hey, how many times do you think you've burped this last like 10 minutes? And I went, I don't think I have. You go 20 times. You burped 20 times. And I went, for real? And then I burped again. I went, oh my God, I am burping. You're like, yeah, what did you just eat? Like, you're burping nonstop.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no wonder I'm having heartburn.
Yeah. And then I was like, you do it all the time, man.
I do it non. I did it
I go,
nonstop.
We're in the car. And then the next week, you're like, guess what? I went to the doctor and they said it's not normal.
I remember telling you how many times I shit my pants. You're like, hey, people don't shit their pants that much.
No. And then you're like, it turns out I have like acid reflux. And I was like, yeah, weren't you clued into it? And
you're like,
if you hadn't said something.
I didn't even know I burped. And you were like, you burp a lot.
A lot.
Me, you, and Ian Bag, those were some of the funnest fucking nights when we go to Brea.
Yes.
God.
And how much of a nightmare is it going up after him? When we did the South Africa Festival together, right?
What's great about Ian,
yeah,
and this is gonna come off kind of sideways,
mm-hmm,
but he's a little bit of a cunt too.
Yeah.
So like if he doesn't like someone,
oh yeah,
he's very comfortable letting him know, oh, I don't like you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I love that about Ian.
I had so many people when I was on the road that I would meet, and they were like, I opened for Ian.
And I was that like, was the greatest feeling.
And I was like, oh, what happened? They're like, you kind of put me in my place. I was like, I would love it. I go, tell me about it.
Oh.
And they're like, I showed up with like, you know, my suitcase of merch. And he was like, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. You're not selling. You get up and do radio, and you're going to sell merch. You're not doing merch. All right.
I loved it.
I loved it. He is somewhere I go. How come he is not more famous? He's such a fucking destroyer on stage.
He is a nightmare to follow.
He would say things. What was amazing to me, I remember one time, it was in one night, two different guys had trucks, two different shows, and he used a different joke each show about the exact same truck.
His crowd work is just, it's another level. I mean,
speaking of, when we talk about Andrew Schultz, Ian Bagg should be doing what Andrew Schultz is doing.
Agreed. Have a whole team follow him around.
Yep. Film every show.
There's no crowd work like Ian's. It really is.
I gotta say, Andrew Schultz does some pretty fucking fantastic.
I'm not even.
I'm only saying that because his crowd work sometimes is pretty fucking insightful. Where you're like, did you research fucking East Indians? Like, how did you know?
Yeah.
That about this arm sheath. Like, dude, you're like, what the fuck? Ian Bagg's is just so quick.
So quick. And he can also make it out of nothing. Like, I've done shows with him where there's just a guy there. You know, there's like eight people. And like one guy there is a dentist. And he just starts fucking making it a thing where, like, at the end of the show, he's tagged the guy up like 30 times. Every dentistry. It's hard to describe, but he just does. He makes magic with it. When we did South Africa, he's like, there's, you know, in South Africa, there's obviously, it's this huge melting pot of, you know, different sects and cultures, and these people are from this part of town or this part of the country, and they believe in this, they dress it. So you would see people like really differently dressed, right? I mean, we're in South Africa, and he goes, what? He's like, those people dye their beards orange, because there's like guys with like orange beards, and they're like, oh yeah, that's a religious thing. And he's like, I'm going to talk about that. And they're like, I wouldn't. And he's like, I'm going to do it. And he like, we were like, oh shit. Because some of the South African people were like, I really wouldn't, like, that's not going to go well if you do that. And he's like, okay. Like, I'll take my comedy advice from you, because you've never done it before. Thank you. And then we would have an intermission. So it'd be like one, like, host three comics, intermission, three comics.
Right,
I know.
Keep
you are
going.
And Ian would close out the first half, which was perfect, because everyone was like, once they saw him, they were like, fuck that. Like, we need intermission after him. So he went up there, and he's doing his thing, and you can see that he's like eyeballing the guy, and you're like, we're like, he's definitely gonna say
he's going for it.
He's like, and look at you, sir. You look like an orangutan with your orange beard.
You look like an orangutan.
And then he's like, what would make you do something like that? And he would just keep tagging the guy up about dipping his face into orange dye. Dude, the place was falling apart. I mean, he was destroying so hard. And then he got off, and then they're like, I mean, your way worked. It was just amazing, dude. It was amazing.
He is such a fucking great comic. We need to talk to him and say, you need to double down on your business and fucking be throwing up Instagram videos every single week of him doing crowd work.
Him doing
his crowd work
is
so good. And by the way, it does not always work well.
No.
You remember, heard the time he got punched in the Richmond Funny Bone bathroom? Gets off stage, guy follows him, and he goes, and Ian's like, he's going to be like, hey, great job. And the guy goes, hey, wham.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And he was like, oh, it was like, I thought he was going to say great show.
Whoa.
Oh.
No, I did not know that.
Do you remember the time, this is one of my favorite crowd work stories ever. Ever, ever, ever. I know I've told this on the show. I'm sure I have.
When you called the lady a cunt?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if I remember that one, but it sounds right.
Yeah.
What
was amazing about the time you called Lady a cunt, this was like a show with like 25 people at it.
Yeah.
And somewhere in Northern California.
Sacramento.
Probably Sacramento. And that you recovered. And I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe, because everybody was like, mm-mm. And then you were like, I got her laugh. You got the lady to laugh that you called a cunt. That's a skill I don't have.
No. We're doing a show. Stop me if I've told this story. We're doing a show in Brea, me, you, and Adam Richmond, not the guy from Man vs. Food.
Okay.
And you come off stage and you go, heads up, that guy in second row is saying he's blind. I don't think he's blind. And I go, okay. And you're like, just a heads up. I think he's faking it. And I went, oh, okay. So I get up on stage and I zone in on the guy. It's so fucking bullshit. He's got glasses
on. He's facing another way. That's what I remember.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like over here. And you're like, show's over here, pal.
I go, over here, pal. And he goes, oh, sorry, I'm blind. And I go, and immediately the way he said it, I went, no, you're not. And so I said something and I go, take the glasses off. And his friends are dying fucking laughing.
Yeah.
Dying fucking laughing.
And also you're like, you'd think if these were your friends, they'd point you towards the stage.
Yeah. And that's what I go. I go, if they're your friends, they'd spin you around. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey man, next joke. And I go, hey, how hard is it to clear a room before you jerk off? And he was like, huh? I said, well, wait, hold on. I said, have you ever jerked off before? And he goes, no. And I said, you've never jerked off. I go, now I'm calling bullshit on that. And he goes, no, I don't know, man. I go, you've never jerked off blind. How hard is it to clear a room before you jerk off? When you jerk off, it's got to be scary to like start jerking off and wonder if your friends are in the back going, shh, don't tell him. And he goes, I don't know, man. And I go, well, how do you know when you're done wiping your ass? Like when you got to look at it, right? What, do you push it against the wall? And he goes, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I go, he's not fucking blind. And his friends are dying fucking laughing. I go, fuck you. And he goes, you know what? Fuck you. And he stands up and he goes to leave and his girl gets up and he bumps into so many tables. I'm like, okay, he is definitely blind.
And then do you remember? So
wait, hold on. So he exits and I look at his friends. I go, he's blind, isn't he? And they go, oh yeah, he's definitely blind. And I go, what the fuck? How come you know all these questions? They go, he got blind last weekend.
Mm-mm.
Wait, what?
And that's not how it happened.
What happened?
You moved on, and you didn't hear that during the show, because I remember that I told you, because you were like, what was up with that guy?
Right.
And I was in the back of the showroom, and I got to talk to people, and then they told me, they're like, no, he just became blind.
Motorcycle accident.
I got to tell you that, and I got to see your face drop.
I came off stage, and I was like, you're right. You're totally right.
Yeah.
You're totally right, because I came off stage, and you're like, oh, two things.
Yeah, yeah.
Number one, Adam Richmond had to get you fired. He was like, do you guys want to file a complaint? You should file a complaint. Do you guys want to file a complaint? You should file a complaint. And then you're like, number two, you're going to love this. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You go, he's really blind.
He's blind. And I go, he just became blind. And I go, that's why he didn't know about jerking off. I go, because he hasn't done it yet since he's been blind.
I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. And I was like, did he file a complaint? You're like, yeah. And I go, he wrote it down? He's like, and you're like, yeah, but I give him a napkin. That didn't happen. But it makes it better. Do you
it does.
Need the truth to make fucking funny?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This has been a really fucking great episode.
This is a lot of fun, man. Yeah.
Are we going to do one of these next week for your special?
I think we should. I think we should. Yeah.
We could definitely do this. I'm not done. I got a whole fucking beer here.
You got three more.
And my phone is blowing up.
How fast can you drink that beer?
Dare me.
How fast could you drink?
By the way, I don't know if... Has your mom's house aired yet?
No.
Okay. The thing we talk about on your mom's house this
mm-hmm.
week
mm-hmm.
that we're talking about doing... March 17th.
Yeah?
I tried it yesterday.
You tried it?
A little bit, and it was really difficult.
It was?
Very.
Well,
especially with alcohol involved.
What'd you try to do? Which one?
Which one are you talking about?
I don't know. Now I'm confused.
The one that Nikki Glaser does.
Oh.
Yeah.
You tried it for a day.
I tried it for half a day.
No good?
It was really tough. It's not hard. Breakfast sandwiches make it easy.
Do you just have those all day?
Yeah, just eat breakfast sandwiches for every fucking meal.
That's going to be challenging.
Do one of these next week for your special?
I think so.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that they tether our specials together.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I think it's how people will... Find mine, see yours, find mine.
Absolutely.
I think it's great. Dalia's is coming out when?
Like a week or two later.
Week or two later, Dalia's is going to be fucking awesome. I just wish he was fatter so they could tether us together.
I know. He's definitely not.
How big do you think his dick is?
It's probably just healthy. Like, it's not, you know, I think it's plus sized, but I'm saying.
I bet it looks like a dildo. Like, it looks like
really?
Just like perfect.
I could probably see it.
He's got
I'll
big
ask.
Fucking hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much money do you think he has? Tons. No kids, right? Now, I mean, now he does.
Now he does.
No kids for, I'm talking 10 years of money making.
Right, right. And he had sitcoms before even his stand-up really blew up. He was on sitcom after sitcom. No, he's got to have a nice pile.
I made all my money after kids.
That's great. Don't you
is
think?
It?
I yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's better than making it and then having kids and not making money.
Right.
And but, like, yeah, but like...
Your money, you're not going to... I mean, you're going to pay for college, but you didn't have to go...
I don't know if we're going to college.
No?
I don't think so. Maybe Ada goes to culinary school. I don't think she's going to college. And if she does, I'm showing up like Rodney Dangerfield. Hey, no class? I got no class.
Oh, my God. You're going to show up to a college campus with your daughter, and they're going
to
be like...
I said to Georgia, so for the... Fall 2021 tour.
Yeah.
2021 tour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said to Georgia, put your fucking phone down.
No, someone's just here. Hey, will you go let her know?
Oh, do you have to do another podcast? Someone,
no. I got something. I'll tell you in a minute.
Am I going to see it?
No. It's not like that.
What is it?
It's just somebody here.
Who is it?
It's for a wardrobe thing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow. So for fall 2021, I'm going to do a tour, and I'm going to do all my favorite college towns that I would like to go to if I go to college.
Yeah, cool.
Columbus, mm-hmm. Like all the fucking town, like Florida State, South Carolina, fucking Dallas, I went to SMU, all the colleges where I was like, that would be a cool college experience.
Yep.
And I'm going to fly Georgia and her friends, whatever friends she wants, out on the bus, and they're going to hang with us. I'll get them hotel rooms, but they'll travel from city to city in those places and go see college towns during the day.
That's great.
And I'm like, and I want her to, and then she already said, she goes, I want to go to community college.
That'll be this coming fall or the next fall?
Next fall, not this fall. This tour's not any college towns, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for this fucking tour.
For the fall one?
I hope the Hunan virus clears up soon because I'm going to Asia.
Wuhan.
Wu-Tang.
Wuhan.
Is it, what have I been calling it?
You said Wuhan.
Hunan.
Hunan.
Yeah.
No. He thinks there's some
surprise. It's the Stanley Cup. I hope it clears up. I have an Asian tour planned. I'm going to do it. Fuck it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Throw Italy in there. Why don't you go there?
I will. I love Italy.
Northern Italy, do Iran, maybe South Korea, and then call it a wrap.
Yeah. Done, son.
Do the, it could be called like the machine is...
Testing the machine.
Yeah, testing the machine or infectious machine.
The respirator.
You can't take the machine down.
Can't take the machine down.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
Yeah. When do you announce your tour for 2020?
The 2020 tour, for the rest of 2020,
Did you edit out the thing I said to you last week where I was like, you guys should do that?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh! I'm so excited. Can I direct it?
Sure. I'm announcing a tour in April for the remainder of 2020.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to announce a 2021 tour in the fall.
In the fall. Nice. Oh, so you've already planned 2021?
Well, it's being... set up. I already have holds because I'm not doing what you're doing. You're touring heavily throughout this year.
Yeah.
So I take it like a little lighter and then I ramp it up at the end of the year.
When are you and Push going to do a tour together and get a tour bus and have the boys on there with you?
When they're a little older.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one's 19 months. I don't think he's...
Are they not good on tour buses?
I don't think so. Not this guy.
No, fucking quick. We leave him on the side.
Oh, my God, man. There's a whole white baby here, man. You saw that? There's a whole white baby on the federal highway, man.
What's that from?
You didn't see that?
No.
Dude, that is a fucking amazing. Do you have it? Yeah, I pulled it up. Okay, he'll pull it up. Put your headphones on.
Oh, I thought you said iPhones.
Yeah, this is pretty great. This is real. This is real. Okay. Oh, yeah, you get to put it on that way.
Yeah.
Lovely hat.
Thank you very much.
It looks expensive.
It's not at all.
Really?
Yeah, I had to rent hats for a photo shoot, and they were like, the Gormans will like let you borrow 5 hats, but it costs $33 unless you buy one. And I was like, I'll just buy one.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a $33 hat?
I don't know exactly. I wasn't paying attention to prices.
Hey, guess what?
Well, I can barely hear you.
I think you can turn the headphones up. Turn the headsets up. Do you know that I got a text message like just a little while ago that... I think we announced that it's going to be cleared. It was officially cleared, and they're going to be shipped soon. Those Two Bears, One Cave hats with New Era.
No fucking way.
Yes, the one. Remember the ones that they.
Yeah,
gave,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it got approved by MLB and NBA or whatever. So those are coming.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Fitted hats.
Fitted hats. Yeah, with. But we can. They gave us the license agreement to sell them.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna be millionaires.
It's pretty exciting.
That's fucking awesome.
That hat's dope. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yep. So we'll as soon as they come in, we'll announce it. It'll be fun.
We should make a sweatshirt with those two logos.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. Take a look at this.
Boy, we out here, boy, on the Fidria Highway, boy. I swear to Lord, boy, this baby, anybody that looking for a baby, dog, it's a baby out here in the middle of the road, bruh. I never seen no shit like this, bruh. What? We on the Fidria Highway, bruh. It's a baby out here, bruh, on everything, in the middle of the road. A baby, bruh, in the middle of the fucking road. No pants on, no shoes on, bruh, in the middle of the highway, bruh. We done called one time, bruh. This baby in the middle of the Fidria Highway, bruh. Whole white baby, bruh. No nothing on. And his parents still ain't showed up yet.
I should have had that guy read my audiobook.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those last two words blended into one.
Yeah.
That is fucking, I love his accent.
Yeah.
I wish I could speak like that and people not call me racist.
Y'all, anybody know this baby, bro?
Anybody, dude, please say something, bro. This baby in the middle of the highway.
This baby just at you, bro.
This baby just at you, bro.
Just at you.
Baby just sat here. I ain't never seen no shit like this before. Cold as it is out here, my fam had to get a baby to damn jacket.
Damn jacket.
Whole baby.
Oh,
this,
baby.
Is this kid on lean? This kid looks fucking drunk.
I think my man just needed a nap and wandered outside.
Wait, what the fuck? I love these two guys that they rescued a child.
Had to give him a jacket, bro.
Jacket, bro. This kid's like, hey, man, fuck these two.
They keep the kid for just like a couple
one
months.
One time pulling up right now.
One time.
Polly pulling up right now.
Polly?
Ain't nobody, we've been out here about 30 minutes. Ain't no parent been behind them or nothing. Baby just out here.
I hope we get to meet these white parents.
We get to see one.
Hmm. And she's been in the road.
What?
He was in the road, man. We've been out here about 30 minutes.
This dumb woman, listen to her. Hayden. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh,
she just got her baby
straight
back.
Deal. What he even doing? Look at these white folks.
Look at these white
Excuse
folks.
Me. Yeah. Look.
He's just, that's him mocking white people. He goes, look at these white folks. Excuse me. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Excuse me. I need my baby
What
back.
He even doing? Look at these white folks. Excuse me.
Oh.
Dude, she saw her baby that's been missing from her house in a stranger's arms on a highway. And she's like, Kaden, what have you been doing?
What have you been doing?
Oh,
I
get
know
over
you're
here.
Out-cha.
I don't know you're out here with the boys.
Is that, oh, you guys got to find my whole white baby?
I've been looking for my whole white baby in the house.
I love that guy's fuck. What was the spit for?
We spent a lot of time on that. they just looked at the camera. There's a whole white baby out here, bruh.
It's, whole I don't know. White baby, bruh.
Whole white baby, bruh.
Had to give
What's,
him a
where's
jacket.
He from? Where's he from? Mississippi?
I thought this was like outside Atlanta, like some type of, you know, Georgia neighborhood. I couldn't tell. I don't know where the Fidrial
Fitzgerald?
Is
highway?
It?
I thought it was the refrigerator.
Someone emailed in saying that that's what it was.
Can you, where is that,
Fitzgerald
though?
Fitzgerald Highway?
Where's a Fitzgerald Highway? Fitzgerald Highway, bruh. Where does that run? Georgia. Oh, scroll down. Found in Douglas.
Valdosta.
That's Georgia, man.
driving their Chrysler 300 on the Fitzgerald Highway in Coffee County, they saw something ahead in the road.
Is that right? Is Dicarius and Ontario Fusel, who go by Sean and Teasy, traveling down?
His name's Dicarius?
I mean, that's what I thought it said.
Is that short for
Oh, is this an interview with them?
Oh, my God.
Come on. We out here.
Douglas natives are being recognized as local heroes. As Simone Jameson reports, their quick thinking and actions helped save a child's life.
Hang on, hit pause. Hang on.
Dicarius.
When they... Who's the reporter? Simone Jackson?
I didn't even hear it.
Yeah. I wonder if they were like, Simone, we can't understand them. Could we send you? Yeah, sure thing. I speak hood. Dicarius and Deton... Go ahead.
An Ontario Fussel, who go by Sean and Teasy, were traveling down Fitzgerald Highway on their way back to Douglas Fitzgerald Sunday Highway. When they noticed something peculiar in the middle of the highway.
We take a left, right, next block over on Pine Forge. The baby standing at in the middle of the road with a semi coming.
And that's where I come
first
in.
Saw a semi.
That's where I come in.
The horn, not stopping at all.
That's when the men jumped into action, stopping in the middle of the road to save the child, wearing little more than a diaper. As seen in this Facebook Live video, they cover the child with a sweatshirt to keep him warm, keeping him in their car till authorities arrived on scene.
Like, if you see my neighborhood, you know, that don't really happen over here. You see no baby in the road. Couldn't just leave the baby, no matter what color it was, white, black, Mexican, you know, I had to get the baby out the road.
The Douglas Police Department.
I knew it.
Among I knew it. Agencies now paying special recognition to Sean and Teasy for their actions. Chief Shane Edmiston says that with the amount of traffic on this roadway, the child they rescued could have easily had a different outcome.
It was an unfortunate situation that the child got out of the house. The mom thought he was taking a nap. Could have been a bad situation if someone hadn't have seen the child and the child would have been hit. Those two gentlemen did a great thing that day.
Through the entire experience,
I regret that one day I'll have to shoot both of them in the back.
They don't want to be hailed as heroes, but encourage anyone in the same situation to do the same thing they did.
I done had a lot of people say, well, thank God y'all weren't kidnappers. Thank God y'all, you know, didn't steal the baby. No, not being a hero. It's just called being a good Samaritan and just trying to help. Well, any good Samaritan
this
should
be. This is where I come in.
Simone Jameson.
That's
my favorite line of the whole thing. He's like telling her, this is where I come in, man.
This is where I come in.
Unreal.
That's me and you.
That is you and me on the Fidrial Highway.
On the Fidrial Highway.
I mean, he wasn't even close. Okay.
Wait, which one am I?
You are... No, you're the guy who said, this is where I come in.
This is where I come in.
Yeah, because I'd be like, yeah, I saw the baby, and I took my jacket off, and you'd be like, and this is where I come in.
Yeah, you're like, I took my... And you were like, I don't care if it's white, black, or Asian, I'm going to rescue it. And I was like, and this is where I come in.
Yeah, you would be like, well, let's make this about me, though. But this is about you. So, streaming right now, go see Hey Big Boy. It's on Netflix. It's a great special. Congratulations.
Thank you. Next week, Tom Segura's Ball Hog on Netflix.
Yep. We'll do it again.
I got lots to talk to you about.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot to talk about. All right. We'll see you. Bye, guys.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.